Lopen de Hul met Paul Scofield. Al een paar mooie dingen gezien. Hij heeft ons gewezen op een aantal musea. En nu staan we hier met een aantal muurtjes.
Yes, we're just looking down to the excavation where they have discovered part of the old medieval wall. The town had a very big wall all the way around of it. All built of brick. It was very Dutch in its appearance. They used about 5 million bricks in the construction of the walls. And here they found the gate. And very quickly, this is where the King of England, Charles I, wasn't allowed in the year 1642. He was coming to take the arsenal of weapons being stored here, and Parliament had told the Governor of Hull not to let him in. So when the King arrived, the gate was shut to the King. And many people believe that was the start of the English Civil War, with the King not being allowed into Hull.
Why is it called the Beverley Gate?
The Beverley Gate, yeah, because the gate, the road from here led to the town Beverley. Of Beverley. Ah. Yeah.
Is Beverley connected with Hull somewhere?
Very close, yeah. They're very close. It's only about 8 miles away is Beverley, and they're very closely linked.
They're very famous about the church, I think.
Yeah, the Minster. It's beautiful Minster church in Beverley as well, yeah.
There's also a Minster in Hull?
We have a huge parish church, the Church of Holy Trinity. Not a Minster, but a great church.
Yeah. And you loop through the White Friar Gate. Is it the high street of Hull?
It's the main shopping street. It means the street of the White Friars. It's an old street going back to the medieval days.
Yeah. And you see then the winkels was Marks and Spencer, Deichmann, eigenlijk de Duitse schoenenfabrikant die hier is neergestreken. Ook bij ons in Nederland trouwens, onder andere namen. Hull is an old town. Is it a town or a city?
It's a city, is Hull, yes.
Yeah. Which and in the city is a kind of old town.
Old town, yeah, which we are very lucky to have, because Hull was the most bombed city during the Second World War after London. So London was the most blitzed city, but Hull was probably the...
Why was that? Because of the harbour?
Yeah, the harbour, the docks, the railways. It was very easy to find as they came across the sea. And then when they were going back home, they dropped the bombs on Hull on the way back as well. So, so we're going past a shop which is called the People's Memorial, which looks at the impact of the Second World War.
Ja, een herdenkingswinkel, de Hults. Het heet ook www.hult-remember.co.uk. En daar vind je dan eigenlijk herinneringen aan de Tweede Wereldoorlog. Vrij rustig vandaag in het stadje, is nog vroeg. En we lopen met Paul Scofield door het stadje. People can do all things walking.
Yeah, everything walking. Yeah, it's very compact. It's very easy to walk. And I'm very flat, so there are no hills in Hull.
Okay. Alle informatie kunt u ook vinden op de site van Visit Britain, op de site van Visit Hull. En Visit Hull and East Yorkshire.